Of the five brands of analog wristwatches regarded as the world's most accurate, four are Swiss. The other is made in the tiny eastern German village of Glashütte, near Dresden. A decade ago, the Glashütte Original firm was owned by the communist East German government. Today, it's a $100 million a year private business, NPR's Guy Raz reports.
There's a gear inside Glashütte's perpetual calendar wristwatch that rotates so slowly you can't see it move. The Earth rotates around the sun four times faster than this tiny gear. The perpetual calendar wristwatch is designed to stay accurate, including all leap years, into the 23rd century. Trains usually don't stop here, they pass through. Glashütte is a sleepy place where a few dozen expert watchmakers work quietly behind microscopes. It's been a watchmaking town since 1845, and the locals have a saying.
Uhrmacher haben entweder eine Schraube zu viel oder eine zu wenig.
Watchmakers, they say, are people who either have one screw too many or one too few. Katrin Böhme, who works at the Glashütte Watch Company, explains.
Watchmakers are very special people. They are a little bit crazy, yeah? And they are able to concentrate on such small things, and so they have to be a little bit crazy.
The craziest man in town might be the owner of Glashütte Watches, Heinz Pfeiffer.
We build German watches. What does that mean? Precision, reliability, functionality. Not cheap. German products are never cheap, but they always have three attributes. They work, they work, they work.
When he was a kid, Heinz Pfeiffer collected watches, including a few legendary Glashütte designs. Before the Second World War, Glashütte watches were considered among the finest in the world. Then war came, then the division of Germany. The East German government nationalized the company in 1951 and started manufacturing austere, utilitarian watches under the Glashütte name. In 1994, after reunification, Heinz Pfeiffer bought the company, including its rundown factory, with the hope of restoring its past glory.
The people who were already here were highly trained watchmakers. They had the tools, the knowledge to make the best. They simply worked under a system where that wasn't done. So I had to redefine the whole purpose of this place.
The first post-reunification watch he released cost less than $1,000. Within a year, the prices doubled because of demand. Today, the latest model, the Panel Retrograph, starts at $10,000. Fewer than 200 people work at Glashütte Original. They can only make about 10,000 watches a year. Demand is four times higher, and the waiting list for the new Panel Retrograph is 2 years. Katrin Böhme explains there are half a dozen small rooms where each part of the watch is dealt with.
This man is responsible for the heart of the watch, the balance, and the spring. He is preparing and finishing all operations concerning the balance and the spring.
Every single tiny gear that regulates the balance and the spring inside each and every Glashütte watch passes under the magnifying lens of Herr Reichert. Because, says Katrin Böhme,
he is the only one who is able to make this.
That means when Herr Reichert leaves on vacation for a week, his part of the job stops. From start to finish, each watch takes, on average, 6 months to make. The final assembly takes place inside an almost silent, immaculate room. About 12 men and women sit at several long tables. Concentration is crucial, so usually outsiders aren't allowed in.
These men are assembling the Panel Retrograph, the first mechanical chronograph that is able to count backwards if you want to have it. And you see, it is necessary to have a magnifying glass. And he is responsible for assembling and also adjusting the movement because he stands with his own name for the quality of the watch at the end.
There are 500 parts inside the Panel Retrograph. The finished product weighs about 3 ounces. The design is elegant. The hour dial is off-center. The seconds display overlaps below. Each part is double polished. The backside is set behind clear crystal to reveal its inner workings. The band is made of crocodile leather. Heinz Pfeiffer, the owner, says he follows the aesthetic philosophy laid out by the German Bauhaus designers. Form, he says, follows function.
Für Arnold Schwarzenegger zahlt eine Schweizer Uhrenfirma viel Geld als Werbeträger.
A Swiss watch company pays Arnold Schwarzenegger a lot of money to advertise their watches. But when it came time for him to buy his own watch, he came here and bought one from us. That's the difference.
And even Schwarzenegger didn't get any breaks. He had to wait in line and pay for his watch, just like everyone else who wants to own a Glashütte Original. Guy Raz, NPR News, in Glashütte, Eastern Germany.